We are on. Here we go. Another episode of the Black Belt Beatdown with your host, Skippy Dynamite, and this random guy in the background, Andy.
Yo, what up? What up, fools?
AKA the Mexican Batman.
What up, fools?
All right. Awesome. So today's episode is going to be another Black Belt tip. Everybody seemed to enjoy the last one, so I think you thoroughly enjoyed this one. And the tip is be a ninja with your jiu-jitsu. So before I get into it, fun fact, I've been obsessed with ninjas since I was a kid. I guarantee, I think at least 6 to 7 Halloweens consecutively, I was always a ninja. But at first, I have to say Power Rangers led the way first, like the OG Power Rangers, not the messed up corny ones that they kept on reproducing, but the original with my man Tommy, the Green Ranger. He was the dopest one. Played that crazy flute thing. I summoned his monster. That was so dope. But anyways, why ninjas? Ninjas were always so cool to me. One, they had the awesome katanas. How could you not want one of those awesome swords? Two, they had the dope outfits where they had the mask. You could see their eyes, but you couldn't see their face. And three, they always had the best moves. Doing like crazy cartwheels and kicks and punches. Like, yeah. So what that used to lead me to do when I was a little kid is I'd have adventures in my front lawn. I guarantee a lot of you other martial artists out there would do that. You'd picture like you're fighting 100 million enemies on your front lawn and just have massive battles while your parents are just staring from the window wondering what the heck is wrong with my child pretending to do kicks and punch imaginary opponents in the air. Anyways, before I get too off track, why be a ninja with your jiu-jitsu? All right, point number one, be sneaky. Ninjas were famous for their stealth ability, and they didn't bum rush. It's not like a barbarian. Barbarians, when I think of a barbarian, they just go into battle with abandon and just don't care if they get hurt. They just go and just kill or be killed. Ninjas play on being sneaky. They generally, when they go on missions, they go in the night. They utilize the shadow, and they wait for the perfect opportunity to strike because they don't want to do a messy job, because ninjas would be hired to kill. And like, oh man, I ain't trying to miss out on my payday. I'm going to really scope out real quick, scope the scene. So how does that relate to my jiu-jitsu? So let me give you a perfect example. So let's say we're trying to play from a close guard position, right? So what I see a lot of, let's say, white belts. Sorry, always have to knock on the white belts, but it's okay. It's for their learning. When you see a white belt try and pull off a sweep, what do? They try the same sweep over and over again and make it blatant. There's no stealth with their movement. They'll try a scissor sweep about 10 times in a row, and then they'll finish the roll and they'll come, coach, that didn't work. Why? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because you tried the same thing 10 times in a row and then try other things. Needless to say, it could have been they maybe didn't know a follow-up technique, but I think one thing that will help you is, ready, if you want to do a move, you can do a move that you really like a lot, but as you kind of go up through the ranks, or if you go against someone more experienced than yourself, you kind of have to disguise it. So if I was going to do a scissor sweep, what I might do is first I got to break that person's base. Then maybe I'll fake for a Kimura, okay? And then when they just start to defend the submission, that was my stealth, disguise that up, and then pop, I'll hit my sweep. Just to kind of give a super basic example like that. So first tip is stealth, okay? Second tip, which kind of correlates, is more deception. So it's one thing to disguise your movement, but then the second part of that is being deceptive, and there's levels to this. So let me give you an example where you might be a blue belt and you might have two different ways to kind of disguise a move that you like versus someone higher like a brown and black belt. It's almost like some master ninja nonsense. You always feel when you roll, you know, that feeling when you roll someone way higher than you or racked up multiple tournaments, a lot of mat time, it just feels wherever you go, you feel like everything's a trap. And that's what you want to get your jiu-jitsu like. No matter where someone takes you, whatever position, mount, side mount, whether you're on defense, offense, you want to get yourself to a level of confidence where, go ahead, mofo, come in. I guarantee, grab that. I dare you. And you just have multiple submissions, multiple sweeps, multiple movements to kind of relay yourself to. So for me, relaying back to this in my previous post on the middle stories, Skippy Strangle. So besides having just the Skippy Strangle itself, I have many different movements I cycle off it. So let me give you an example. So if I can't get my choke, all right, one thing I like to do is switch my grip and turn it into a Jap necktie where I get one arm under, one arm over, get a palm-to-palm grip, look to break that person's posture. As I do that, step over the leg and look to turn it into a gnarly choke. Or maybe I'll channel it into a darce. If that doesn't work, any of the chokes, I'll look for them to pulse at the arm. Then I can look for my crucifix position. It's just I have many different pathways. And it's just once the hard part is just getting it started. But once I get into that zone, I feel the utmost confident that I'm going to hit you from anywhere. You can't stop me. And that's what I kind of strive for in my students, just to develop a level of deception where it doesn't matter where that person goes. It's just once you get them into their trap, it's over. Easier said than done, but that just comes with time. And then the last thing, so far we've been through being stealthy, being deceptive, all awesome traits of being a ninja. And then third, and I think that really relates to being ninjas, what they went through is you got to be willing to take a level of risk. So what does that mean? So in this game of jiu-jitsu, when you get to a certain level, when you go against someone on your level or above, it's not going to be so easy to be deceptive, right? When you're on equal levels of deception, equal levels of stealth, it's going to be a matter of who executes more accordingly, more in a more timely fashion. And that's what makes this really, for me personally, very fun. That's what makes it challenging. Ready? It's great to roll my students, but sometimes what you need is you just need to roll someone who's just on your level or above, because then it just really makes you think. And where if you roll a student, when you get to, for this, is more relates more to higher level students. When you roll students that are lesser, it's good to kind of practice your movements, but it's not really good to test your skills. It's a good way to refine and fix your skills, but if you really want to test yourself, you want to try and pull your ace move that you have against someone who may do it better than you do. All right, and if you catch it, great. If you don't catch it, it's going to be really a testament to you to see where you go next. And you know what? There's a possibility you might get caught. There's a possibility you might find a move you never even discovered before. But the worst thing you could do is not take a risk and not do it at all. So regardless of if you roll the highest ranked student in the room, don't be afraid to do stuff. That's the last thing you want to do. It's inevitable. If you go against a 10-time world champion, probably they're going to catch you no matter what you do, no matter what you try. Okay? So I'd rather just go risk and attack than just sit back and, oh, man, I can't do anything. I'm just going to stay back here, stay in my stance. Maybe they won't catch me. Nah. You got to just seize the day, as they say. Just go for it. The worst thing that happens is you get tapped. All right? And as long as they're not a bully, you won't get beaten up. Okay? So be stealthy, be deceptive, and be willing to take risks. All traits of being a ninja with your jiu-jitsu. Okay? Hope you thoroughly enjoyed that black belt tip. That's another episode of the Black Belt Beatdown. Skippy Dynamite. No thank you, Andy.
Logging off.
Logging off. All right. Peace out, guys. Take care.